on, Joe.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokon Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking in at
number five.
One of the more bizarre stories of the last number of years.
No question.
It just unveiled itself within the last 36 hours. Louisville FBI says that DNA results show that a man identifying himself as a 14-year-old boy who claimed he had been missing for the last 8 years from Aurora, Timothy Pitson, the DNA test shows that it's not him. That's not Timothy Pitson. It's a 24-year-old man who appears to be posing as Timothy Pitson.
What a nightmare.
How could that be? Pitson's grandmother, Alana Anderson, just a few moments ago, says that the family has endured so much heartbreak, but they are still not going to give up hope.
It's been awful. We've been on tenterhooks. We've been hopeful, alternately hopeful, and frightened, and it's just been exhausting. But as Kara said, I feel so sorry for the young man who's obviously had a horrible time and felt the need to say he was someone else, and hope that they can find his family.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, and it turns out that they may not need to find this guy's
family. No, this guy's got a history of being arrested, including for fraud and misrepresentation. He's known to law enforcement for making false claims. So I'm not sure we should be feeling sorry for Mr. Rini, the 24-year-old who posed, it appears, as a 14-year-old boy who's missing. You just feel for that family.
Oh, my God.
I mean, imagine
this whole thing's awful.
1 hour of dealing with, is it him? You know, is it possibly? Are we going to be reunited with our family member? Is just painful and heartbreaking.
Checking in at
number four.
Chicago police, I don't think I'm going out on a limb here when I say this, have been unhappy with Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox. Well, who hasn't been unhappy with Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox?
I know someone else who's been unhappy.
I can name someone.
I can too.
Who's sitting right here behind my eyeballs.
That's right.
Who is also unhappy with her. There's one person happy with her, Jussie Smollett. Why do I get so animated about this?
You do. You call for her resignation right away.
I'm still calling for her resignation, and I am not alone.
Now you're not.
No. There was a news conference today, and the Fraternal Order of Police represent the Chicago Police Department, along with 30 suburban Illinois police departments, also would like to see her step down.
Many times, the hoops that we have to go through to try to get a felony charge, and then most of the time, they're either not approved or the charges are dismissed in court without an officer's opinion, without notifying the police agency or the police officer themselves. So basically, in essence, she's putting criminals back on the street either during the process or not charging them at all and allowing them to go back on the street and commit their crimes again.
Yeah. 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 Wait, nope. There's more.
We have a problem with the state's attorney not going after the people who should be remaining in jail, giving certificates of innocence, and it's a continuous problem. We need to have a prosecutor who is going to charge people when they commit a crime. If there's no charges and nobody goes to jail, then obviously the law doesn't mean anything to anyone. That's a problem.
That is a problem. There's a problem there.
It's a problem. The other problem for Jussie Smollett is the $130,000 that the city is suing him for, or telling him he has to pay for the cost of investigation. That's due today. No sign of that $130,000.
Where's Rahm Emanuel on this? We should assign Rahm Emanuel to go collect it personally from Jussie Smollett.
Rahm the bounty hunter?
Yeah. He's got nothing better to do.
He's got some free time coming up.
Yeah.
He'd be really good at that job.
I think he would, too. Just hounding him.
You know what? You know who else could do it if we really need it? Toni Preckwinkle. She's got nothing better to do right now except run the county government. Send her out there.
Job.
That will make him not want to do it again. spent an hour with her. Going to the bank.
This is your punishment, Justin. Right. You have to sit in a room with Rickwinkle for an hour.
What kind of mood do you think she's in right now? Right? True. And then she's going to take him to the bank. You know, all right, we're going to go. We're going to get a cashier's check.
She can't be happy with him either.
Yeah.
So the deadline's today to reimburse the city, Jesse.
Wait, we have Samuel L. Jackson reenacting this.
Look here, man. Don't you think it's about time you gave me my money?
I told you I ain't had your money yet, man.
What you mean you ain't got my money yet?
I ain't got your money yet, man.
What the you mean you ain't got the money yet? You best be coming up with my cash help, you know what I'm saying?
Get him on this. He'll kick some ass.
Oh, my God. You know where Samuel L. Jackson is on this, too. You know he is on our side on this one. Right?
He's like, calling it out big
time. This is not this. See, because what Justice Smollett did, what he did, wasn't he. I mean, and I get that the police are all upset about this with Kim Fox, and I get that as well. I understand why everybody's mad at Kim Fox, because she's like the ultimate dope in this. But. But what Jesse did was trickification, right? He was trying to use the tone, the mood, the darkness that has descended in our public discourse against us. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to make himself a victim to help himself personally,
right,
taking advantage of what people really have to deal with, who have a lot less power and a lot less influence and a lot less money.
Yeah.
And it's just beyond awful.
It is.
All right. Okay, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. We're not done with this because Jussie Smollett comes up again.
Oh, good.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Watch out, Ro. Get the defibrillator.
Kim, what's happening at the bottom of the hour?
The man who claimed to be Timothy Pitson appears to have a lengthy criminal record.
Get Real in the Morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV Morning News team. It's all weekdays, 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. on WGN.
All right, hold on. Okay. We're at the top five.
Number three.
I'm going to try to remain calm while I read this.
I know you won't be able to do that, though. I fear that you
can't. I like when you lose your mind.
Take a deep breath.
When Empire comes back for its sixth season... Mm-hmm. Jussie Smollett is likely to be a part of the cast. At least according to Taraji P. Henson.
She would know.
Right. She's the mom. She's his mom on the show. She talked to The View about Jussie and his role going forward.
Mm-hmm. The charges against him have been dropped, and you say you are, quote, happy the truth has finally been set free. Mm-hmm. Have you spoken with Jussie?
Yeah, I talk to Jussie all the time. Yeah. And he's doing well. Okay. Yeah, we're all doing well.
Oh my God.
Show is doing well. We're on hiatus right now. The writers are trying to figure out what the next season is going to look like, what our storyline is going to be. They're trying to drum up some really good juicy stuff for you guys. So
oh, God.
That's what we are.
Is,
and I'm about
Jussie
to go to
gonna be on the show?
Yes. I haven't heard anything else.
Okay.
They should have him fake a hate crime on one of the episodes.
Yeah.
See how that goes.
Really? Really?
What does that mean, the truth has been set free?
Yeah, the truth has not
been... What does that mean?
The truth has not been set free. It's sealed, and you can't even get an ounce of information about what happened after they had emergency hearing and no one was allowed to witness it. The records have been wiped clean.
See, we've had
this... There's no truth.
We've had this happen on both of the spectrum right now. Right? As soon as you just... You cover it up, and they go, hey, there's nothing to see here. And you've seen that... It's like, oh my God! Oh my God!
I'd like to see you watch.
The truth, I mean, and she was reading that. I'm so offended as a Chicagoan that this is happening and that nationally the story is turning into, yeah, see, it was bad in Chicago.
He's Jussie, a victim.
Jussie's a nice young man, and look at what happened to him. Look at those guys. I know that they were... African Americans, but they were in whiteface.
With
no
MAGA
one believes
hats
that.
In the polar vortex.
Yeah, and they're apparently Trump supporters. The Oh, my God. I almost said it. Oh, my God.
I know. It's going to get you there, Ro.
I am.
You got to watch out.
You know what? I'm going to say it. I'm going to walk away. I'm not going to dump it. And I'm going to let somebody else handle it.
Oh.
I refuse to even stop myself.
Oh, boy. Now. Here we go.
Number two. Please.
Familiarize yourself with the dump button, Hannah.
I need to know where this is. I really don't.
Oh. There was a big gala premiere. Yep. For the 8th and final season of Game of Thrones, it was in New York City.
Just that music does something visceral to me. Like, I get it. I'm getting ready, and I'm getting scared about what's going to happen.
Amelia Clark, you know, she's the mother of dragons, first of her name. You know her?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Love her.
Said she's proud to be part of the series, but she must give credit to the producers and the writers.
I feel incredibly lucky to have played the Mother of Dragons for 8 seasons. I feel very, very, very proud. But it definitely wasn't me. It was the incredible writing of David Benioff and Dan Weiss.
No, it was you. It was partly you. She's incredible. She really
is. She is incredible.
How does she convince you that there's this love for these dragons? I mean, I don't. She just she's an incredible actress.
First of all, she's fun sized. That's number one. Number two.
She doesn't look anything like the person she is on Game of Thrones.
Nothing like her. She is unrecognizable outside of that blonde wig.
Yeah.
It's so weird. It's like, she's a beautiful woman, but it's a totally different, this is like the best disguise ever. It's like, since Jennifer Garner put on a red wig and Alias, have I not been able to not figure out who anybody is?
I don't like her talking about it in past tense, though.
Oh, she is so good.
She is.
Yeah.
Be interesting to see what she does next, but I'm super excited for this season.
Yeah. No, the dragons are kind of pretty in their own way, because they got that sort of plume of dragonness on their backs. I don't know what that is.
Do you find yourself feeling for the dragons at all?
Which is weird, because she does too, and I don't know. That's this show has totally screwed me up.
Number one,
Jimmy Kimmel's in Las Vegas.
Oh.
And he shared with America how kid friendly Las Vegas really can be.
Vegas is a great place for kids. They have sharks and dolphins. They have a pool in every hotel. There's a Ferris wheel. There's a butterfly sanctuary. It is also a terrible place for children. There are strippers on the sidewalk. There are trucks advertising girls to your room with naked women on them. People are smoking. People are gambling. There are bachelorettes crying and carrying their shoes.
The top five at five.